Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, daf Ayin Gimel. And we are in the seventh parak of Maseches Brachos, with the Maseches sponsored by the Elman family, Lili Nishpas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barley Bas, Yael Rubin, and Bas, Rabbi Yaman, Rubin, Aleyah Mashalom. So we will start with Ayin Beis Amid Beis, and we are discussing the sugyas of Birchas HaTorah, the source for Birchas HaTorah, which comes up in the first parak in the Bavli. If you remember, Adaf Yud Aleph in the Bavli, all about Birchas HaTorah. Later on, we have the Makar, but here we have all the different marmakomos for what the Makar is. We got into this because first we were talking about the Makar for Zimun. And along the way, we talk about, well, Birchas HaMazon is Daraisa, and Birchas HaTorah is Daraisa, so let's compare the two. And we compare, and we make Kalvachomers. First we had Gzeira Shava, Shem Sham, or Shem Shem, Machloka Samaram had to understand that, was Rabbi Akiva, and then Rabbi Shmuel had the Kalvachomer, about food beforehand, then food afterwards, and a learning before, and a learning afterwards. So now we have a couple of other marmakomos, a couple of other sources. Says the Gemara about four lines up from the bottom on Ayin Aleph Amid Be, Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Ki Hu Yevarech HaZevach, V'Acharkach Yochlu HaKruim. And by in the case of Shmuel Aleph, when they were talking about Shmuel Hanavi, he will give a bracha to the zevach, meaning the karbanos. Question: what does that mean? The bracha on the karban. The acharkach yochlu hakruim. So first the bracha, and then yochlu hakruim. So therefore, you see a makar for a bracha lefaneha. Again, this was like the last kavachomer. If Torah that doesn't need a bracha afterwards needs gets a bracha beforehand, then food that gets a bracha afterwards surely should get a bracha beforehand. So this is another makar for making a bracha beforehand. Again, relates to what we discussed back in the sixth parak, and that is the makar for birchas hananin, daraisa, drabanan, svara, as we said. Rabbi Nasan Omer va'avatan Hashem alakechem ubeirachas lachmacha ve'esvemecha. Serve Hashem ubeirach and a bracha lachmacha ve'esvemecha. Right, what does that mean? It's your bread and your water before you ate it, right? But how do you make it allowed to be yours? Uveirach, make a bracha. Make a bracha, and then you could partake of lachmacha ve'esvemecha. Right, similar to what we had earlier. Thou shem aretz umeloa, v'arus asan al v'adam, kan lefnei bracha, kan la'achra bracha. So after the bracha, then it can become yours. Rebbe, so again, that's another makar for birchas hananin, right? A bracha on food before one partakes of the food. Rebbe omer ma'im b'shasha achal v'sava tzarech levarech. If when a person eats and is satiated, he has to make a bracha for afterwards. B'shashu tav lechal lo kol shekein. Isn't it a kavachomer? You got to think about the svar here. If you eat, if you have just, you don't have to go to from Torah, just within eating itself. If you make a bracha after you eat, surely you should make a bracha before you eat. So what's the surely? Right? You might say, what do they have to do with each other? There are two different types of brachas. Right? The one afterwards is a bracha shevach. The one before it is a brachas nehenin. Unless we say somehow that the fact that the Gemara is having a kavachomer must be that they're somehow related. Maybe the birchas hanen in Arud is also shevach. It's sheva, once, how do we use that as a matir? How does birchas hanen function as a matir if we're meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And if we recognize, you know, what he gives us, so then they're related, even if they're different in purpose. But that's Rebbe, the kavachomer. And the Gemara says, ad kudun mazon. So this teaches us the bracha before food. Torah, what about Torah afterwards? So that's the Gemara. Also, in Mazon, she'inu alacha yishah, ton bracha lafanavu l'acharav, if food, which is only for temporary life, right? We need a bracha before and after. Torah shehi chaye ad lo kol shekein. Torah, which gives us ultimate chiyus, ultimate life, lo kol shekein. So surely you should have a bracha before and afterwards. And afterwards, right? That's the, before, and we already know. That's Kishem Hashem Ekra. But also, afterwards. So the question is, how do you understand this? What bracha do we have afterwards? We mentioned yesterday the, fascinating suggestion of the Lavush, who said that maybe we do have a bracha after learning. That's the first bracha every day. You just can't make it, at the end of the day because the chiyuv never stops. So you make it the next day, and then the second bracha is the bracha, before that learning. I didn't get to mention it, but I'll mention it now because it also has to do with what we just said, the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan also has a suggestion in that same Siman, in Siman Mem Zayin, discussing this Yerushalmi, And he says, Venirali, Simon Mem Zayin Oshe, Venirali, Vishenedaktik, after he had a couple of Seifim here discussing this Yerushalmi and what we're about to get up to, but he says, Kishenedaktik, Lama Kabu al Atar Shnei Brachas, Vichihechen Matsinu Shnei Brachas al Davar Echad. Why do we have two brachas on one? You know, one action. Bishlama Vaharevna, find the Vaharevna section. Afilum he bracha bifnei atzma, kedas harambam, shizbar shapre no la omro. B'nei shezeo tfila, shetia metikus hatorah bifinu. Vishenasok lishma. That's a different type of bracha, which doesn't have any parallel. Right, Vaharevna. The Torah should be sweet. It's the only type of mitzvah that we have such a bracha. Hashem, make it sweet. We don't say make the lulav sweet or make any other mitzvah sweet. So that's a unique limud Torah bracha. Aval birchas asher bachar miuteres legamre. But what's the purpose of the asher bachar banu? Vehein emesh yizbar digma brachos hein kineged mikra mishnah gemara mikol makom ein zeh maspik. Right, what's the reason for two brachas? Venire barer the zehu bimakom bracha achrona. So instead of saying, oh, the first one every day is because you couldn't say it the day before, so Aruch HaShulchan says, well, the same svara, you never have an end, so you know what? You just say them both together. You say them both together, you never have an end to Torah, so you just say the bracha lefanei l'acharei, you say it together. Dezeo b'makam bracha achrona, shebishas kriyas haTorah, redu b'yachid lo shayach bracha achrona, de'ein sof l'limad haTorah, kumo shekasavti, v'lakach kavo mitchila. Right, that's why you put it right away. When it comes to getting an aliyah, barabim, then you know what's the beginning, what's the end. So you can have a bracha before, a bracha after. But limud Torah, biyachid, you can't have an end. So because you can't have an end, you just say it now. You just say it before and after, both brachas now, even though one is not learning anything in between. But still, that's how Chazal were koveya it. And then the Gemara continues, the Aruch HaShulchan continues and talks about our discussion. Okay, so let's continue. If you look in the Maraponim, one of the Achronim here, in the back, he quotes that according to Rebbe had this last svara, based on this Kal Vachomer, Chayolim Chayesha, he thinks that Birchas HaTorah, this isn't a real Limud Gomer, it's Durabanan, right? Torah lo kol shekein. But again, maybe he's saying this based on, unlike what I said before, that Kishem Hashem Ekra is only the Bracha Rishona, Lefaneha. And this whole Svara is for the Bracha Lachareha. The Maraponim is maybe Rebbe is saying for both. Right? He's not Mechalik, Beferish. And if that's true, maybe this Rebbe is holding everything as Durabanan, because this Kal Vachomer wouldn't make it a real Drasha Daraisa. And that's the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam that we mentioned yesterday does not count Birchas HaTorah as one of the mitzvahs. Even though it seems pretty clear that it's Daraisa, Kishem Hashem Ekra, and other sources that we've had, but that's the main one. The Maraponim says, right, what's the Rambam's mystery Shita? So some say the Rambam holds it, it's really not Svach, it's only Durabanan, and others give, maybe it's included in the mitzvah of learning itself. The Maraponim says, maybe it's a Machlokas Tanoim, and Rebbe holds, and the Rambam holds like this opinion. That's his suggestion. If look at the Nishmas Adam, right, the Chai Adam's notes on his own Chai Adam, he says, that can't be. This was them said, I think the Maraponim is wrong. This whole sheet of Rebbe is only talking about a bracha shalachareha. That's the extra limud that he's saying. The bracha lefaneha for sure is daraisa. Bracha lefaneha for sure is daraisa. And he brings many rayas to this. Midivrei Rebbe Akiva, Verebi, Rebbe Shmuel, Muchach lehedya, de kulam svirle, de birchas haTorah lefaneha, nafkala mikishem Hashem Ekra, el deratza limud, gam lachareha. And he quotes all the Rishonim. He says, "Shalom bercha b'tarat chila." V'chein kivat shakol Rishonim maskimim to daraisa. V'yafar Rambam b'chiburo. V'tayeg mitzvah shalom mishmash medol shir le'achi. Sounds like from the Mishnah Torah that it should be daraisa. Mikol makom, they're all cholek if he holds the Rabban and halacha karabim. And therefore, I don't understand the Rambam. I don't see the Rambam why he doesn't count it. I think it should be daraisa. I think it should be its own mitzvah. And that's why he says, Lamaisa Safek. If you're not sure, if you said Birchas HaTorah, so you have to go L'chumra. You have to repeat, you have to say the Birchas HaTorah. Call Safeku L'chumra Kemo Birchas HaMazon. He says that I have to write all this because I saw in the Pnei Moshe, that, in the Maraponim, or he says here the Pnei Moshe, but it's also the Maraponim, that, I think it's the Maraponim also in the back. So he quotes that, you know, there are others that say that you don't have to treat it as a suffix, a deraisa makam suffix, but I think it's wrong. Then he quotes the Shagas Aryeh, maybe you only make the one bracha b'makam suffix, just asher bachar banu, but you know, not the other one. Anyway, this is the discussion of deraisa derabanan and the shita of the Rambam. Okay. Rabbi Zeira, boy, he asked the following relating to the alios that we get to Zimun. We know three alios and three people for Zimun. So the Gemara, Rabbi Zeira, boy, Elaine Shlosha Kuruyos. Mat Avilon. How do you look at the three kurios, the three olim that we have for an aliyah on a Monday or a Thursday or a Shabbos mincha? Kishlosha sha'achlu ka'achas. Do we look at them as like three people ate at once? They're really one unit, right? And therefore, as we'll see in Afkamina, in terms of the brachas, oh, kishlosha sha'achlu, zebifnei asma, zebifnei asma, zebifnei atzmo. How do we look at them? In ta'avdinun kishlosha sha'achlu ka'achas, if we say they're all really one unit, that takana of having three alios, harishon mevarech bracha rishona, v'ha'achon mevarech bracha zachrona, v'emsoyin mevarech halikur. So if they're all one unit, maybe they should only be yotzei with one big bracha before and one big bracha after. The first ole, the kohen should make the bracha lefaneha, the Yisrael should make the bracha lachareha. What if we compare it to three people eating separately, independently, that even the middle one should, the Levi, let's say, should make a bracha before and after. So how should it be understood? Again, we're familiar with the Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah in Megillah already tells us in the third parak that the answer is the former. Me'ikar Adin, really, only the Kohen, the first Ola should make the bracha lefaneha, the last Ola should make the bracha lachareha, but, and that's the Minad Kadum, but because of the Takana Durabanan, because of the Nichnasin and Yotzin, people might think there was no bracha, so that's why we have all these extra brachas, which is itself unbelievable. We have so many extra brachas because of such a far-fetched possibility that somebody might walk in late or walk out early and think, oh, maybe there was no bracha. Even though every week of the year they're in shul and they hear the bracha before and they hear the bracha after. We have billions and trillions of how many extra brachas do we have, all the olim say in all of history, because of that chashash. Amazing, amazing. Kavod HaTorah. We're so machmer, Kavod HaTorah, the Chazal instituted so many extra brachas. But that svara is not given here in the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi says, so what should it be? Right, so are the three olim compared to three people eating together or compared to eating separately? So Amar Shmuel Bar Avdima, Lo Lamdu Birchas HaTorah Mi Birchas HaZimun Ela L'Rabim. Right, they compare Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaZimun regarding the Rabim, meaning Kriyas HaTorah. V'im L'Rabim Afilu Beino Levein Atzmo Lo Yivarech, says the Charedim, Elo L'Rabim, Ha'olim Likro, Aval Yachid Lo Machayev. Right, we know Birchas HaTorah is for, what Betzibur is for, compared to Rabim, a Yachid is not Chuyev. Alma, the Chiyachlu Yachad Chashvinam Ha'olim. Right, they're considered as if they're together, like the first side. Deiki Yachidim, because if they're like Yachidim, like individuals, Imkin Kam Kol Yachid Yischayev, then every Yachid should be Chayev to make a bracha. V'lachin Adam Yachidi Akori Be'emsa Yom B'Sefer Torah, Eina Barakim B'Tzibur. If a Yachid takes out a Sefer Torah in the middle of the day, he doesn't make a bracha. A Yachid, only a Tzibur makes a bracha. So you see, it's one unit of a Tzibur. Right? The Yachid is pater from the Berachas HaTorah that he said in the morning. And that's what the Rav Shmuel Bar Avdima says. Berachas HaTorah is learned from Berachas Zimun only for the Rabim. And then it says, Vim l'Rabim afilu beino levein atzmo lo yivarech. But if Berachas HaTorah is for the Rabim, then maybe even an individual should never make Berachas HaTorah? Right, if the whole takana is l'rabim, so Amar Abba Abba Mari Achui Rabbi Yosi Asua Kishar Kol Mitzvah Seshal Torah. Well, it's no worse than any other mitzvah. Yes, it's a special takana of Kriyas HaTorah, and they can make that only berabim, and therefore technically you should only have the bracha, the ikur, one before you start and one at the end. But learning Torah by yourself, so it's not included in that takana, but you're learning Torah, it's a separate mitzvah, and therefore you should make a bracha. Mashar kala mitzvahs tunas bracha, avzu tuna bracha. This, by the way, is another possibility with the Rambam holds, like this line, right? That birchas haTorah biyachid is just compared to all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs, the birchas haMitzvah is drabanan, for sure. So maybe birchas haTorah is drabanan, and that is the suggestion of the Mishkanes Yaakov. The Mishkanes Yaakov, because Yaakov is the Rabbi Yaakov Mikarlin. Yaakov Mikarlin, he was Rabbi Yaakov Bruchin, 1780 to 1844. Right, he was a Talmud Muvik of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, and he was the brother of the Keren Ora, brother of the Keren Ora, the Mishkos Yaakov. He has Sfarim, the Mishkos Yaakov, and the Koheles Yaakov. So he, as Tuvayim Shuvah Sefer, quoted by all of the Achronim later, he has a couple of landmark Shuvahs. His great-grandson was Yitzhak Rabin. That's a little known fact. But the Mishkos Yaakov, here in Aruch Chaim, Siman Slama Gimel, he discusses Berachas HaTorah, and he has a tremendous chiddush, but he says it's based on our Gemara. This Yerushalmi, he says, Berachas HaTorah L'Rabim is a din daraisa, and Berachas HaTorah L'Yachad is a din darabanan. He says that's how the Gemara seems to be mechalik. And he says that must be the sheet of the Rambam. That was the sheet of the Rambam. Aval b'yachid sphere le'shein sorach bracha min HaTorah, rach mi darabanan, dumya de Berachas HaMitzvahs, Sharihi mitzvah kashar kala mitzvah shetzorach levarich alein. Vizot dezek kolo kestimas haposkim. Disfirle deka afilu biyachin avi min haTorah. I think at least this Yerushalmi paskins like this chilek. Ulefize nira pashut. Demisha birch berachas haTorah. That's why, even though you say berachas haTorah in the morning, then you go get an aliyah, you say berachas haTorah again. Why? Because now you're being mekayim a mitzvah daraisa. That's a mitzvah. That's a kiyum daraisa. That berachas haTorah when you get an aliyah. Delawasi berachas derabanan shebira kodem umafik daraisa. Because of Yerushalmi, Mavor Lehefech, the Ikir Berchasi Betzibur, Min HaTorah, Biyachid Midrabanan, Vimkeim Pisha Kishakori Betzibur, Mavarachav Shabir, Kodim Lachid Biyachid, that's his Shuva in Siman Sama Gimel, defending and explaining the Rambam based on our Sugya, based on the Gemara. Again, there is, I once saw a Sefer written, all the places where the Rambam Shita could be described based on a Yerushalmi. Over a Bavli. The Rambam sometimes would pass him like Yerushalmi over a Bavli. We don't know exactly when and why, but that is the Shita of the Rambam. Kriyas HaTorah itself, we know according to most Rishonim and Poskim is a Chovas HaTzibur. Right? So it's similar to what is said here. Right? What does this line say that, Shmuel Bar Avdimi said? Right? It's compared to, it was Mesukan L'Rabim. So that also could mean a Chova of the Rabim. There are some Rishonim that seem to say it's a Chovas HaYachid, the Shibali HaLeket, and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha, Kuf Mem Vav Beis, gives that impression. Kuf Mem Vav Beis, the Mishnah Berurah there, that's the simon about Kriyas HaTorah and what you're allowed to do during Kriyas HaTorah, you're allowed to learn during Kriyas HaTorah, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh matirim ligos balachar. Some people say you're allowed to learn quietly during Berachas HaTorah. V'amnam be'em ha-shita zu tamua l'chor ma'od. Mishnah Berurah says that's a big wonder, this shita. D'may mahani sheyigros balachash, shalo yivatol shar shomim Kriyas HaTorah. If you learn quietly, you're not going to disturb anybody else from hearing the Torah. What about you? Mikal makom im gam hu mitzuva l'shmo kriyas haTorah. V'im yomad es limudo lo yitein libo l'shmo mashakori akori. Right, you're not going to be listening. V'afilu miyesh asura detzaisi. Even if there are 10 other people listening, my mahani l'gabi didei. How's that going to help you? Ha al kol ish va'ish mutal hachiyev tatakanes Ezra. Right, everybody has to hear. Ubeemes kvartama v'zeh hakadmon bal shibali aleket. That's what I was just referring to, the Simalamites. Umipnei zed decha'a mehalacha. And that's why this shita is pushed out lahalacha. Velule de mistafina, if I wasn't nervous, hava amina de shita zu mairi shekvar yatsa biatsme de kriyas haTorah. Maybe he's only referring to a case where you already heard kriyas haTorah earlier. So now you happen to be in shul again, and you're learning in shul. That's where, you can learn by yourself, but don't be loud. Ve'afiluachi b'kol ramasar shalo yatrid shar hashomim. But if you didn't hear, I don't think so. Vitzarech iyun, and therefore one is tzarech iyun on the shita. But again, the sounds like from there that maybe it's a chovas hayachid, or even if it's not a chovas hayachid, if you're in a tzibur, you have to make yourselves part of the tzibur. You have to make yourself part of the tzibur in order to hear. But most assume that it's a chovas hatzibur. Let's say somebody has to go to the bathroom in the middle of laning. One is not allowed to leave the shul during the laning itself. That is an Isser Aziva, one is not allowed to leave the shul during the laning. But between the Aliyahs, somebody has to go to the bathroom and they come back and they're already in the middle of the next Aliyah. Yeah, it's like Mikra Megillah. If you miss a word, you have to make it up. So Pasha's not. There are some Achronim that were Machbid and, to hear every word and to make it up and to try to go to a different shul. But Mikra Din, most, poskim hold that it's a Chovas HaTzibur. We're supposed to try to make ourselves part of the Tzibur, but it is not, Me'ikra HaDin. Just one other thought. Relating to Kriyas HaTorah, that's the Gemara in Baba Kama. Rav Soloveitchik quotes this in one of his Yartzeit Shiurim, which were always Gimel Shvat. Gittel Shabbos, which happens to be today during the Yerushalmi cycle. So, quote from a yard site shir, right? The Gemara says in Baba, that was his father's yard site, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Pebez quotes the source for this halacha of the Takan of Kriyas HaTorah, right, which the Sefer Haredim just referred to. It was Moshe, and then Ezra expanded it. They traveled 3 days in the Midbar, they didn't find water. Right, this means Torah. Once they went 3 days without Torah, nilu, they became weary. And therefore, Amdu neviim shebeinehem v'tignol lemshi koran b'shabes umafsikan b'echad b'shabes v'koran b'sheni umafsikan b'shlishi v'rvi v'koran b'chamishi umafsikan b'erev shabes k'deishol yolino gimel yamim below Torah. So you don't have 3 days without Torah. So that is why Moshe Rabbeinu and then Ezra HaSofer expanded it and added a couple of details. They don't go 3 days without Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu made this institution. Ask Rav Soloveitchik, I don't understand. When did this take place? They went 3 days without Torah. That was in Mara. They didn't have the Torah yet. What were they thirsty for? What they became weary from? These psukim that are darshan, they mayim la Torah, is in Maras after Kriyas Yamsuf, before Mamad Har Sinai, 6 weeks before. Right. So what is the Torah talking about that they became weary? It must be, said Rav Soloveitchik, that they didn't become weary because of a lack of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But it's that every Jew deep down is connected to Torah. And if a Jew is not connected to Torah and doesn't fulfill that destiny and that connection to his neshama, he becomes weary. Because every Jew has that deep commitment separate from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And maybe this started by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we didn't have it in Mitzrayim, but you see it right a week before. That's why by Mamad Har Sinai, even before Mamad Har Sinai, after Kriyas Yamsuf, you know, we had this weariness because we weren't connected to Torah. And where did that come from? He relates it to the Gemara Nida about learning Torah with a malach in utero that creates the netia, the natural affinity that everybody has towards Torah. Okay, we continue now back to the next halacha of the Mishnah. So the first Mishnah in the Perek, if you remember, spoke about making a zimun with food that is not aser, but it's domela iser. Right, and that's what the Mishnah, first half of the Mishnah said, all these things are okay to make a zimun on, and then the second half of the Mishnah, all the things that you're not allowed to make a zimun on. So one of the items that were okay was demai. Achal demai. Demai, which is tfuah that you're not sure. Most amei haaretz take off all they have to take off, but not everyone does. Maybe there's trumas meiser in here. So achal demai. So it says that you can make a zimun. So hada amra achal peiro suffik niskanu suffik lo niskanu mezamnin. So do you learn from our Mishnah that if you have suffik, you have fruit that you're not sure if they were mesukan or not, and you ate them, then you can make a zimun on them. Right, is that what you learn from our Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says demai is okay. So should that teach me any suffik? So I'm Rav Shimon, Achui der Berechia, no. B'shosha gazra ala demai, rov ha-me'aras hayu, the Gersa will switch it, hayu mafrishin l'badehen. No, rov ha-me'aras are ma'asrin. It's not a suffik 50-50. If you have a suffik 50-50, the Mishnah doesn't say anything about that. Maybe the Mishnah only allows you to be mezamin on demai because it's a rov. It's a rov. The Haredim says it's a suffik karov levadai. Shehu Mu'usar. It's very good probability. It's a rove that it's Mu'usar. And that's why you could use that, you can make Zeman on that. But maybe if it's Safik Ashakol, if it's 50-50, maybe that wouldn't be good enough, so you at least can't learn that from our Mishnah. You can't learn that from our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, the Yeda Amra. So, maybe we can learn it from the following. Da Kusi. Right? You can learn it from this, Brisa, or this statement about a Kusi. Da Kusi Mizamna Malav. Right, if a kusi, now we're switching from food to people, right? Demai might have been in the world of suffik food, and kusi is suffik Jew, right? So isn't that a case of suffik, and therefore it says you could be mezamin on with a kusi? Our Mishnah says. So isn't that, doesn't that prove that that is a raya? Charedim. Niresh ahayalahem brisa yedua stamis detani kusi havi suffik. Goy, Safik Yisrael, right? V'yahein, right? That's the quote from the Brisa, those four words. So they must have had this Brisa, and Rabbi Abba, right? Well, that's the suggestion, that it's a Raya. So the Gemara says, maybe no Raya, Amar Rabbi Abba, Tipater, Keman Demar, Kusi, Kegoy, Divrei Rebbe, Rabbi Shogam Lealomer, Kusi Ki Yisrael, L'chol Davar, there's a Machlokas Tanoim about Kusim. Again, this is probably even before the time that we decided that they're all going to be Kegoyim L'chol Davar. But this was before that, so it's a Machlokas Tanoim, so there's no raya about it, because if you say a kusi is okay, that might be holding like the opinion that a kusi is ki Yisrael. And therefore, there's no raya from there about a regular case of suffik, whether you'd be able to be mezamein or not. Again, the Haredim says, from the fact that the Yerushalmi doesn't say ispalgun, right, so... Or where's the diak? Here it is. We discover Bakulu is palgun, but Omar detani. It doesn't say detani. It says is palgun. So this must have been a misora that they had, the second part that's quoted here, and not a brisa, but just a kabbalah biyadam. Okay. So this was all about different types of foods. Again, the Bavli has a much more extensive explanation of the Mishnah. Right, it goes through. We mentioned it all when we learned the Mishnah. Right, from the Rav Bar Tanura that the Haredim quoted. What's the case of Maaser Rishon Shenilo Trumasa? What's the case of Maaser Sheni Vehekdesh Shenifdu? And the Shamash Ochel Kazayis? What's the Chiddush of all of those cases? The Yerushalmi does not mention those. Maybe it's obvious to the Yerushalmi, but either way, we continue now in the next piece. Says the Mishnah, Halacha Bey is the next Mishnah. Noshim Vavadim Uktanim. Women, Avadim is Evaknani. And Ktanim, a Mizanim Aleim, they do not have a Zeman. Or you're not Mizamin with them. Aleihem. Yemzanim Aleihem. We'll get to Isha, right? Why Isha, is a discussion. Why would a woman, it's not a Zman Grama, it's a food Grama. So why would a woman be different regarding, Zimun, regarding Birchas Hamazon? We know we have in Brachas Dav Chaf in the Bavli, we have Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Why a woman would be different regarding Zimun? Because we know, for benching, for Birchas Hamazon. Because we know, for Birchas HaMazon, the Gemara tells us you have to mention four things, including Bris Milah, including Eretz Yisrael. So those two, Tosfos and Rashi, debate which one a woman is excluded from. Right? Rashi says, because Oder Rabbanan, this is Brachas Daf Chaf in the Bavli, Tachsev Alar Tzav Asher Asalach, V'yarsal Nitnala Dekevas, Lischalik, where women didn't get a portion. Aye, what about Bnos Slavcha? They got for their father. But that's excluded from Eretz Chemda. Tosva says what? So the Lekoanim and the Levim also should not be chayv in Berachas Hamazon Daraisa possibly? Because they're excluded from the Nachla? So Tosva says, Brismila, different suggestion. Anyway, that's about Berachas Hamazon. So this is relating to Zimun. What about Zimun? So the Gemara says that women shouldn't be with and Avadim shouldn't be with the man because of Pritzus, because of there shouldn't be Taroves, his Arvus, between them. What does Katan mean here? What does Katan mean here? So the Haredim here quotes two deis regarding Katanim, and it's quoted Halacha Lamaisa, these different deis. If you look in the Haredim says, what are the deis? Pirsh Rabbeinu Avadia, he quotes the Rav. V'ktanim e'mezamnim aleihem dafka ktanim she'en yodim li'mevarchem. First day, maybe this Katanim are only excluded very little ones, the ones who don't understand Hashem. Ava Katan ha'yodea li'mevarchem mezamnim alav. Right, the Katan that understands, already 7 years old, 8 years old, they can understand about Hashem, they can be joined in the Zimun. V'ika meravasa da'amri, and there are other rabbis that say no. To lo amru katan hayodeh l'mim avarchin shemezanim alav, ela b'ben shloshes rishon av yom echad. Shalev yishtei Cyrus. What does that mean? Yodeh l'mim avarchin. That's a 13-year-old. A 13-year-old who might not have physical maturity yet. So, he's someone who you can rely on. What's called a katan poreach. But less than that, less than 13, right, even if he knows, emezanim alav. So 2 days Mefarshim, the Rav quotes 2 days here, and Halacha Lamaisa, we'll have to see, those are also quoted in the Mefarshim, in terms of Sparta custom, has more flexibility in terms of allowing Tanim to take part of the Zimun. The Ad Kama Mezamnin, how much do you have to eat for a Zimun? Ad Kezayis, Rabbi Yudah Omer, Ad Kebetza. Right, Pashipshat is that for a Din D'Araisa, you need Sviya, but this is Durabanan. Right, how much do you have to eat in order to have to bench me Rabbanan? That's the machlokas between the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. It's really a machlokas between Tosfos on Daf Mem Tes and the Ravid in Brachas Hey Tesvav. But that's the simple pshat. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yosi ben Shol b'shem Rabbi Katan Osan Oso Snif La Sara. A Katan, you could add him to be number 10. Meaning, when, as we know, the Mishnayos tell us that if you have 10, you could add in Elokeinu. So a Katan could be added in for number 10, even if he's a real Katan. So the Gemara says, V'atani medaktikin b'katan. But doesn't the Brisa say, we're not medaktik by a Katan? We're not makbe. What does that mean, we're not medaktik? To see if he's a Katan or not? But meaning we could assume that he's a gadol. That's what it sounds like in medakta b'katan. If he's on the edge, right, 13, you're not sure, so we're not medakting. You can assume he's a gadol. But if you know for sure he's a katan, then pashtus mashba that you cannot rely on him. So what does Rebbe mean? That you could, a katan, it sounds like he's talking about a vada katan. A katan you could add in to be number 10, but we learned, you're not a doctor of a katan, you could assume he's a gadol. But if you know he's a katan, you can't. So I'm Rabbi Yossi, Kaimer Reb Simon, Rabbi Chanina Reb Simon, Bashem Reb Yeshua Ben Levi, Lishnei Ktanim Nitzrucha. That's talking about two katanim. You can't use two. Right? If you have two vada katanim, that's no good. But, if you have, that's what he's referring to. Shemhaya katan, if you have a katan vadai osanoso suffik, then you could use him as, pretend he's a suffik and use him for number one to add into ante nine. Suffik osanoso vadai. But if he is already a suffik, then you could treat him like a vadai. What does that mean? So let's see the charedim. Klomar. Braisa dahacha dein medaktikim b'shahayi shnei ketanim ma'iri. When it says ein medaktikim, and you can assume that they're gedolim because you don't know, that's talking about two ketanim. Echad vadai katan shelo hevi shnei sairus. V'lo yeh l'shan, and one of them is for sure a katan. Vasheni suffik. Kid the precious. Di'igiyah v'avi suffikim hevi yo hevi. But one of them is a vadai katan, one of them is a suffik. V'avi suffikim igiyah. Upshitele letana de katan echad afilu vadai osan osan osnif. V'lo diber ela ala sheni. Right, the one katan is for sure going to be able to be masarif to 10. But what if you have one vaday and one you're not sure? So that's the case. The suffix you could assume is a vaday gadol. And the vaday, you're allowed to be masarif. But if you know for sure he's a katan, you can only use one. And that's what it says in the Bavli. So that's how you understand this line. If he's a katan, osanoso safek, right? If he's a vadai katan, then you could use him only for number 9. But safek, if he's a safek, osanoso vadai, if he's only a safek, then you could treat him like a vadai gadol. Vadai gadol. Okay. Just to end with the, this is known as the sugi of chazaka deraba. Chazaka deraba, Rabin Mesechas Nida, is the one that comes up with this chazaka. What is chazaka deraba? That if a child is 13 years old, chazaka shehevi simanim. Right? Really, to be a gadol, you need age, years, and physical maturity. Two pubic hairs. Shtei Cyrus. But Rabba says, we could assume that if a child is 13 years old, or a girl is 12 years old, we could assume that they are gedolim, without checking. We rely on chazaka deraba for derabanans and not daraisis. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and Simin Nunhei, Shulchan Aruch says, for minyan is derabanan, for zimun, pasha zimun is probably derabanan, to be motzi others, so we rely that he's a gadol, right? Chazaka deraba. For kriyas haTorah. Kriyas haTorah is tekana derabanan. For daraisas, we do not allow. We do not rely on chazaka deraba for dinim daraisa. And that's if dinim daraisa, a 13-year-old who's an amazing shofar blower, right? We will not allow unless he also has facial hair, right? So that's the, right? So that for Parsha Zachar, he can lay in the whole Parsha, but we would not allow him to lay maftir. I remember I was once speaking to a Rav, and the Rav told me, says, oh, in our shul, we send him to a pediatrician, and, if it's Parsha Zachar, and just to see, and then he'll be able to lay. The problem with that is that if he does not have, then he can't even lay in his Parsha, right? Then the chazaka is ruined, right? So generally, min ha-golem is not to do the bedikos, and just rely on chazaka the Rav for the rabbanans, and not for daraisus. Okay, we'll stop here.